You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Shonen Knife with Nice Day in the studio this morning. Very, very excited to be joined by Naoko Shibata from Shonen Knife. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm Naoko Yamano.
Oh, Naoko actually, Yamano. It's nice to meet you,
yeah,
Naoko.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
And so lovely to have you in the store, in the studio, because you're playing a bunch of shows in Auckland this week. Tomorrow on Waiheke Island. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be in Wellington, Raglan, and then back up here on Saturday for the Whammy Bar gig, which we're really looking forward to. When was the last time that you guys were in New Zealand? It must have been quite a few years ago now.
Yeah, last time was 2019.
Oh, pre-pandemic.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Different world, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that you've come back, because you've got a brand new, really beautiful album that mm-hmm. we've been enjoying. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a nice time to be playing more gigs, mm-hmm. getting back out there. Have you guys enjoyed playing shows recently?
Yeah, very much.
It feels like you are a really, you're happiest when you're playing live as a band. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I'm very happy on stage, and especially when I got good reaction from our audience, I'm happy.
You guys have been coming to New Zealand for a long time. 2019, the last time you were here, but you have played other shows here before and come into this radio station before, which is always really nice for us. What is it about touring the world that you enjoy so much as a band?
My pleasure to touring all over the world is meet with our audience, and if I play fun performance and I get good reaction from our audience, I can be happy. So if I can be happy, our audience get happy, and then I can be happy, and it's like a catch ball.
Yeah, totally. A nice relationship that you have with the crowd then. And it does always seem like you have a lot of joy when you're performing. And you've got old songs and new songs on this record. There is brand new music that you've written, and there is some music that you've taken from your archives, like the Girls Rock song, which I love. I think it's such a great track. Why did you decide to bring some of those old songs back into this record?
Mm-hmm. That song, Girls Rock, is just released a long time ago, and it's in a compilation album. And the compilation album was all sold out, and no people can get the song. So I wanted to more people listen to the song, so we recorded with this lineup.
That's a really nice thing to do, and nice to do it with the new lineup of the band as well, and bring those two eras of Shonen Knife together as a one project almost. With this record, when you were writing the songs, there's a lot of things about your everyday life in it. There's a lot of stuff about, you know, things that you enjoy, your friends, your community around you. What was the writing process like? How do you write a song? What does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, I usually choose topics from my daily life, and I would like to write about positive, fun songs. And I write lyrics first, basically, and put a melody line on it after that. Because for me, English is the rock and roll language, so I write lyrics in English, and I don't have so many vocabulary, so if I write lyrics in Japanese first, it's very difficult to translate, and suitable to melody line is very difficult. So I write English lyrics first and put melody line and fix melody line.
Yeah. And then do you take the song to the rest of the band and they add their parts, or is that how you kind of build the full sound?
Mm-hmm. I made a very rough demo tape with my guitar and just singing, and go to the studio and we get together.
Yeah, that's a nice feeling. With this record, when did you guys start writing this? When did it kind of begin?
It was from the beginning of Shonen Knife, so late 1981.
Wow, so there's some really early tracks on here. That's so cool. Yeah, that's an amazing thing to have that whole history of the band kind of collected in this project. Yeah. What can people expect from a Shonen Knife gig if they've never seen you guys play before? What's the experience like?
Yeah, of course we will play many songs from our many historical albums, and also we would like to play some songs from our new album. So I hope people enjoy our new songs too.
I think that they will. I'm really looking forward to the shows this week. Tomorrow on Waiheke Island at Artworks Theatre, then Wellington at San Fran on the 7th, Yacht Club in Raglan on the 8th, and then back here in Auckland on the 9th at Whammy Bar. Tickets are from Under the Radar. Naoko, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us this morning. It's such a pleasure to have you in New Zealand. Can't wait to see the gigs this week. We are going to listen to Girls Rock, the Japanese version, actually, of the track. Why did you decide to do an English version and a Japanese version for this song?
My hope is I would like to write everything in Japanese and in English, but sometimes it's very difficult.
Yeah.
So if I can write both bilingual, I record.
Awesome. That's a really good goal to have and a nice place to start. Thank you so much for coming in, Naoko. Yeah. We'll see you this week at the gig.
Yeah, thank you. Arigatou.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.